CQ. Welcome to the Blue Ridge Streaming Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is west of Greenville County. And the answer is pressure of amateur radio. This stand is called now at 9 p.m. for the W4NYK repeaters. Also, be accurately note 545072 in the universe. This net will be activated. Located at Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate on their frequency stream by to check in. For more emergency traffic announcements or bulletins from that, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
NGU with a silent key announcement. Who has one announcement? NUE, priority traffic.
NUE, WG4MC, go ahead with your announcements for cert. KI4DOS, stand by.
TOS, I have priority traffic with an explanation for you, sir.
NUE, KI4DOS, go ahead.
I'm going to send this priority because they deserve nothing less. Message number is as follows. Figures 21315. Precedence, priority. HX Charlie. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. 25 words. Campobello, South Carolina, 11 November. 2, KI4DOS, and all stations on this frequency that are a veteran. Break. RL figures 62, I spell. Sierra, India, X-Ray, Tango, Yankee, Tango, Whiskey, Oscar, X-Ray, 2, all veterans on this frequency, thank you for your service and great sacrifice, X-Ray, happy Veterans Day. 73 KO4 NUE. I say again, at reading speed, ARL 62 to all veterans on this frequency. Thank you for your service and great sacrifice. Happy Veterans Day. 73 KO4 NUE.
21315.
Sir, net control, please do not check me in at this time. I'll wait my turn. And I also have a request. If you are a veteran and you are comfortable when you check in tonight, please signify if you are a veteran, if you're comfortable. And Matt, please don't be angry at me, but it is Veterans Day. KO4NUE, back to you, Net.
WG4MC, no problem, Mr. Chad. In fact, I was fixing to do a little comment before we started the roll call, but it looks like you beat me to it. Appreciate passing the traffic on the net, and I'll mark that as two pieces of traffic this evening, unless we get any more. KI4DOS, WG4MC, do you want to go ahead and check in, sir?
WG4MC in the net, KI4DOS. Yeah, you can go ahead and check me in and check Joey K3JOY in.
Yes, Mr. Gary, will you stick around for the rad shoe or no chew this evening? Hey, it's WG4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Appreciate that, Mrs. Chad. And again, as Mr. Chad said, we would like to recognize this is Veterans Day 2021. We appreciate everyone who served, and if you'd like to indicate if you served, if you feel comfortable, please do so when you check in. Next time I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his wife, Joy, K3GOI. They're home in Easley. Be back to you in a little bit for some rain shoot, Mr. Gary. Alrighty, now we'll begin the roll call. I want to remind everyone this is a direct to net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and senior sent mail there for the right to portion. We'll start with our pre-check-in, starting with W4FCM for NTR and his wife Isla, N4IEI, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors, KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, K4OSH, Mr. Pat Malden, W4MKH, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida, KC4W, Bill and Anderson, W4IOE, Sid Fletcher, KO4PXP, that's Ord and Simpsonville, and we got KG4WMP, Landon and, excuse me, cannot talk this evening, in Dawsonville, Georgia. Then we have W4CTW, that's Tyler and Taylors. And then, of course, Mr. Gary, K4DOS, and K3JOI, Ms. Joy as well. Alrighty, looks like we have a, don't have any incomplete stations up at the moment, so we'll start our RF check-in. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WT4MC.
W4NGU with announcement for the net.
You go ahead.
This is W4NGU. I'm sad to report to the net that Ken Woodard, WA4BVW, has passed today, this morning actually. He was the chief engineer at WLOS-TV in Asheville for many decades and helped me as a young ham literally 51 years ago. I don't have any arrangement details, but I wanted to bring that to the net. Matt, go ahead.
G4C, Phil, please pass our condolences on to the family. We're so sorry to hear that. If any information comes up about arrangement, could you bring that to the net, sir? Phil, I thought you had chimed in earlier, but then Mr. Chad came along, and sorry about that. I got a little confused there, but appreciate that announcement, sir. And again, our condolences to the family. All right, it's WG4MC of the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and so I'll go ahead and check in, if that's all right.
Yes, sir. Boiling Springs.
For NGE, Mr. Phil in Boiling Springs. Appreciate you stopping by, Phil. And tell Miss Dale I said hello. Hope she's doing well. We'll start continuing with our check-ins. Oscar, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC, this is N0TR. Good evening, Matt. Please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. I am a veteran, a Vietnam veteran of the United States Navy. And so is Mr. Chad, an Army guy. Good evening to you and all on the net, Matt. 73, this is N0TR. I'll be negative and negative.
Sir, please check in out of group Kilo Echo 4, November Hotel Whiskey. Name is Michael, located in Greer, South Carolina. Got no traffic, no table. Would like to say thank you to each and every one of our veterans. It's good to have you on here, and sir, I request permission to secure at your leisure.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna. I'm in Campobello. And I would like to thank all of our veterans tonight and all of the wives of veterans who secured the home fronts while they were away. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, the British Team Internet. We'd like to recognize N0TR, Mr. Tom and Greer. Thank you for your service, Mr. Tom. Then we got KN4NHW, that's Michael and Greer. you can secure it for Lisa. Sir, appreciate you stopping by this evening. Then we got KO4RYP, Miss Anna in Campobello. Appreciate you stopping by, Miss Anna. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, come back through Tango, Q3T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Recheck, sir.
Appreciate you doing, hope you're doing well, and you had some little white noise on you, just thought I'd let you know. All right, additional stations, go back through Tango, Q3T from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4NC or Net Control. That's it, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll fly down the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. Uniform 3 Zulu, U3Z from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4NC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge 2 meter net looking for check-ins. And the Uniform 3 Zulu group, U3Z. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC.
Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative, negative. Also, I'm a veteran, U.S. Army.
India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylor's. I'd also like to say thank you to all the veterans as well, and honored to be here with you guys. But thank you very much. 7-3.
FMC. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. My name is Roland. We live in Pickens, and I am an Army and Coast Guard veteran. And good evening to all.
FMC. I'll do this in the proper alphabetical group. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary and Easley. Veteran, U.S. Navy, Vietnam era. And when you get to the end of formal roll call, I have a piece of traffic that Chad sent me. I want to make that announcement, and then I have a piece of traffic going back to Chad. Over.
We'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer. Hope you're doing well. And then we got KM4BLH, that's Kurt Ringville. Thank you for your service, Kurt. Then we got KI4DTY, that's Daniel N. Taylor. Appreciate you stopping by, Daniel. Then we got K1CJW, that's Rowan and Pickens. Thank you for your service, sir. Then we got Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his wife, Joy, K3JOY. And be back with you in a little bit, Gary, for your announcement in the traffic, and thank you for the service in the Navy. Additional station to Alpha 3 Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. U.S. Army veteran serving in Korea and Vietnam. 73s to everybody on the net.
Okay, KBC, BYQ, Mr. Dave and Easley. Thank you for your U.S. Army service, sir. All right, we'll fly down the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the Echo Through Hotel Group, E3H. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canberra, all negative and negative tonight, just thanks to all the veterans.
Home.
Hotel Kilo X-ray. Taxi from St. Louis, North Carolina. I'll be in and out tonight, Matt. And the service called the serve. I'd be great with it. Just ready to see that.
Everybody, send me your net lights. Welcome, KC4. Yeah, that's Mr. Harry up there at the back. KO4HK. Sorry, that's Patrick Penrose. Appreciate you talking about Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel E through H from the Blue Ridge Sea Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Mike Yankee.
Blue Ridge Sea Internet, lights, welcome KO4 TMI. If I can get your name and location for the log, please, sir.
It's going to be Tango Mike Yankee. And it is David in Williamston.
Livingston, appreciate you stopping by and hope you're doing well, sir. Blue Ridge Team Internet, let's probably have a couple more EchoLink stations. So EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Golf Papa Echo. Andrew in Greenville, South Carolina. Thank you.
Yes, welcome, KO4GPE. That's Andrew in Greenville. Appreciate stopping by, Andrew. Hope you're doing well this evening. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the India 3 Lima group, off the rail for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4 Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you. All the vets, thank you for your service. 73.
For MC. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and saying 73 is for each one of you.
4 MC. Thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Our thanks, our great thanks to every veteran listening. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, in Greer. Negative and negative this evening. And to all the veterans, thank you very much. Over.
OMC.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. And my name is Duncan. I'm up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. And thanks for all the veterans as well. 7-3 to you and everybody on the net.
OMC. Hello, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI. And Table Rock. No traffic, no round table. And WA4BBW was to Ray Allison of the mountains of North Carolina. He worked for WLOS 13 TV for many, many years.
WC. Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. KO4LAO. I'm Jim in Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative. And I'm a veteran in the United States Air Force.
This is Blue Ridge Team Internet. That's a great group of check-ins, starting with KG4JIA. That's Dennis and Gaffney. Appreciate you stopping by, Dennis. Then we got KK4JFO. That's James up there in Tuxedo. Then we got KK4JBK, Mr. Larry and Greer, and his wife Donna. KC4MFK. Then we got KK4JD. That's Joel and Greer. KI4LZI, Andy and Table Rock. KO4JK. V, that's Duncan in Asheville. And then we got KO4LAO, that's Jim in Traverse Rest. And thank you for your service in the Air Force. additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge TV Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. See, the Blue Ridge TV Internet will slide down the next alphabetical group, the very patient group for this Thursday evening. The Mike 345 group, M through P for the Blue Ridge TV Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC.
4MC. Please check in. I have two check-ins, Mike. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. Well, wouldn't be Mott tonight. I am the grandson of a Vietnam veteran. And also please check in Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. His name is also Fred. He's currently flying out of GSP Airport. He's the son of a Vietnam veteran. He's analyzed with him, but for both the family of the Vietnam veteran. We'll both be negative and negative tonight. Send to you, Matt, all the net, to all the veterans offering, thank you for your service.
MC, thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt in Edmond, U.S. Navy CV Viet, Vietnam era. I'll be negative and negative.
D4MC, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad, U.S. Army, U.S. Army veteran. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Matt.
D4MC, recheck W4MKH. It's Marshall in Jacksonville. I'll be negative and negative, and I am a U.S. Army vet.
Internet would like to welcome KO4NNH Fred, and he brings along KI4MRA, also Fred. Appreciate you stopping by. Hope you are doing well. And then we got K4OIM, that's Walt and Edmund. Appreciate your service, Walt. And then we got KO4NUE, that's Chad Campobello. Again, Chad, appreciate your service. Hope you're doing well. And Mr. Gary said he'll have a piece of traffic for you here in a little bit. And then we got W4MKH, Marshall, doing a recheck. Thank you for your service, Marshall. Appreciate checking in. And again, I hope you're doing well. Additional stations to Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Net control recheck. Net control recheck. KO4TXV, I pre-checked in, but I'm also announcing that I'm a vet.
Appreciate your service, sir, and again, hope you're doing well this evening. See, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We've been through that alphabet once, so now it's opened up to that B group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee, KN4 UPY, Anson, and also check in Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Foxtrot Papa, that's KO4 UFP. Misty, we're here in Anderson, we'll be negative and negative short time. Thanks for calling that, good evening to everybody on that, happy Veterans Day, 73.
Kilowatt, Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is J.D. I live in Berea. With no traffic, no round table, and I'm a U.S. Army vet.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KN4UPY. I'm afraid I didn't get your name, sir, but you bring along Miss Misty, excuse me, KO4UFP. And you're in Anderson. If I could get your name here in just a second, I appreciate it. Then we got KF4RVH, that's JD in Berea. Hope you're doing well, JD, and thank you for your service. KN4UPY, if you could please come out with your name, sir.
This is KN4UPY.
WPY, and the name is Anson. Alpha November Sierra Oscar November. QSO?
Anson, appreciate that. And again, hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Now, securing the phone for us to the net with our thanks for everyone for checking in, and especially of our veterans. And we would like to thank them on this Veterans Day 2021. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, I believe you had a piece of traffic to pass to Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. Go ahead with the traffic, sir.
I'm seeing the net, KI4DOS. When I received this message from Chad, it says, greetings and best wishes to you for a pleasant holiday season. X-ray. To all veterans on this frequency, thank you for your service and great, I can't read my own writing. thank you for your service and great sacrifice. X-ray. It's 73, it's signed Chad, KO4NUE. And now I have a message going back to Chad, if that's possible.
Yes, KO4NUE, send your traffic, sir.
2E, KI4DOS, please copy my routine number 213, routine, Hotel X-ray Golf from KI4DOS, check of 14. Easley, South Carolina, November 11th, 2021, going to your station, KO4NUE, Mr. Chad Hightower in Campobello, South Carolina. Your message number 21315 delivered via 2 meter to all vets listening, X-ray 73. Sign it, Gary, KI4DOS, end of message.
US, KO4NUE, check of 14. Complete, message received. KO4NUE, KO4, KI4DOS, back to you, net.
Back to net. Well, appreciate it, guys, and again, I'll add that there's two pieces of traffic to the net this evening. Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, did you have any comments for the net this evening, sir?
See the net, KI4DOS. Well, we had a good day over here today, peaceful day. I got up this morning and it was not raining, and about 9:30 or so it started raining here at the house and been raining off and on all day pretty much. But we had a good day, had a couple of surprise phone calls. Folks wishing me a happy Veterans Day, and it just thrilled me immensely to get those calls. And we got on the sideband net late this evening, and there was a bunch of folks in there that forgot today was Veterans Day, and they were wondering why the mail didn't run. Well, you know how the government is. Anytime they can take a day off, they're going to do that. So that's why the mail didn't run. But other than that, like I said, we hadn't done anything much around here. Sorry to hear about Ken. WA4BVW was a fine, fine man. He will be missed. He put up a lot of repeaters around. 146.76, the 145.19, and the others. I can't recall all the repeaters that he was responsible for. And then later in years, he transferred those over to other folks to take care of and maintain. Ken was a big part of the ham radio community in the upstate.
Well, that's WG4MC. Well, Mr. Gary, glad you had a good day. Yep. with the holiday today, the banks weren't open, so usually a big part of my day with being an accountant for the company is looking in bank accounts and all that fun stuff. So had a nice quiet day. Was able to get some additional tasks done, so that was a good thing. Glad. I know you were glad to get your phone calls, and Again, hope y'all are doing well, sir. Yeah, that was sad to hear about that silent key. And like you said, it sounds like he did a lot for the community, and we're sure appreciated of it.
We lost a good many hams this year, which is not good, and I don't mean to laugh about it because it's not funny. But they are in a better place now, and we don't have to worry that they're hurting or anything like that, and which is a good thing. But they will be missed, all of them that have gone on before us. Too many to sit here and try to remember all of them. I don't believe I could if I tried. But, no, Matt, we've had a real good day over here. Like I said, we've just been kind of chilling out. Joy fixed us a nice beef stew for supper, and we sat down and ate that with some cornbread and some green beans and mashed potatoes. And if she keeps cooking like that, I'm going to be as big around as I am tall.
Yes, WG Pharmacy. Well, Mr. Gary, it sounds like you had a feast, and boy, you're making me hungry right now. Anyway, appreciate Mr. Gary again. Thank you for your service. And anything else before we try to get a few more check-ins this evening, sir?
Comment there, Matt. It was my honor to serve. And I'm sure the rest of the vets feel the same way. I'll turn it back over to you, see if you can get some more check-ins and maybe another rag tour or two. I appreciate you calling Annette, and you have a good evening. WG4MC and Annette, KI4DOS.
WG4MC, always a pleasure. Again, Mr. Gary, and again, thank you for your service. All right, it's WG4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, looking for additional check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, deal with through Alpha. If you stop by late, no problem. We'd love to get your check-in. Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, NDSCA Golf, KO 4, ISG, Danny, over here in Gastonia. And I got a little comment.
KO 4, ISG, Mr. Danny in Gastonia. Go ahead with the comment, sir.
My brother and sister's arms. It's just your day, and thank you for your service, each and every one of you. And let's see. I was very proud to serve my country, and the reason I've done it, I didn't get any, extra money doing it. And I sure didn't get any college schooling out of it. So I figured if you go in, serve your country, that's your priority, to serve a country, and do all the other stuff when you get out. But if you done it while you was in there, more power to you. And also, don't know where this world's going or where this country's going, but just remember, history always repeats itself. If that day comes before, say, in the near future, we all got to stand together and retake what was ours, because my first gig in the Army was being an armored tanker on the Red Rock. And our foe was the Communist Party of Russia and other areas such as East Germany, Czechoslovakia, and so on. And when we went up, we would be fighting against the tyranny of the Communist Party of Russia. Well, we ain't got to worry about that no more. I seemed to follow that when I was there as well. Only problem is, I'm seeing here in my own home turf, my own homeland here. And, history does repeat itself, and it will. But I just want to say to everyone, all my veteran brothers and sisters, that I got your six, and I'll be standing with you. Left or right of you, in front of you, whatever. But as old Ironside, First Army Division, old Ironside say, follow and get the hell out of the way. And we conquer, we don't die. But anyways, to all of you, thank you very much. This is Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, sitting here looking like this, and 73.
WD4C. Appreciate for your service, sir. Again, I hope you're doing well. Go ahead, Mr. Recheck.
KO4NUE, put me down for comments, sir.
WD4C, go ahead, sir.
Just want to say that as of right now, the total of 13 veterans in the group tonight, 4 Navy, 8 Army, and 1 lost soul, which is Air Force. So, just wanted to add that. And JD, if you're still in there, I did not get your call, sir, and I would love to have your call for my log.
WG4C, it's KF4RV8, sir.
Thank you, sir. Back to you, sir. I'll be clear tonight.
All right, WG4C, looking for additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Or if anybody would like to do some rags, you please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Comment. Hey, I'm still waiting on that can of snails. I'm getting hungry over here. Hey, you said you're going to send them. I'm still waiting. That's all I got to say. KO4ISG. Back in it.
Trust me, they're coming.
WG4C, the Blue Ridge TV Internet. We'll do one last call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, through Alpha, or if anybody would like to do some ranch, you. Please call WG4MC or Net Control. Pharmacy at the Blue Ridge Team Internet. So we have everybody for this evening. If you'll stand by in just a minute, I will send the net report. Pharmacy with a correction on that. It was actually 3 pieces of traffic this evening. W4DJW, you still out there, sir? I'll send them a text message to get that corrected. All right, WG4MC now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone for checking in, and a special thanks to all of our veterans out there. Good hour, Charlie Peter, back to normal energy. 73, good night, and good luck. WG4MC clear.
WG4MC, KI4DOS.
QNS, WG4MC, go ahead, Mr. Gary.
Yeah, Matt, you can go back in there and resubmit your net report. You don't have to tell it to announce, but resubmit it. And of course, you would when it says down there where it says announce, you check no, and then you go on down and hit the big bar like you were going to announce it, and you should have 4 pieces of traffic over.
WG4MC, you're talking about the preamble as one piece, sir.
Your net report will be one piece of traffic. Chad's message to me would be one piece of traffic. Then the traffic he sent to me that I sent out to all the vets is another piece of traffic, and then my piece of traffic to Chad. So I'd make 4.
Gotcha, Mr. Gary. Yep. You're right. I had to stop and think about that for a second. That's right. You did that announcement as a traffic. Anyway, appreciate the correction, Mr. Gary. And I am resubmitting it right now.
That'll save you some time, or, you know, Dave some time. It just saves the last net report that you submit. And then when he goes in there, that's what he pulls up. And I didn't know that until I asked him as well. And since he didn't reply to you, I thought I would, just to let you know, pass on a little piece of information that I had to ask for myself.
And I do appreciate that, in case, and they say, well, all human, we all make mistakes, and it's just, normally I just have one, so it's always just, and that's what the default is, and I just forgot to change it tonight.
Well, like you said, that happens to all of us sooner or later. Let you go, Matt. Have a good evening. We'll talk at you a little bit later. WG4MC, KI4DOS.
Yeah, WG4MC, always a pleasure. Mr. Gary, hope you're doing well. 73, WG4MC clear.
4, PXB, KO4PXB. KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. KO4PXB.
Fellow, good job. Signed in on the net all on your own. That's good. You did real good. Real good. I'm proud of you. And thank you for your service. And it was a pleasure to serve with you. I just wanna let you, hey, just push the mic. That's all you gotta do. It's just that easy. Nobody's gonna bite you, nobody's gonna hurt you. And I appreciate you being part of this network. KO4NUE. Take it, Lord.
Also, thank you very much. It has definitely been easy to talk with somebody that's actually, that I know can answer these questions, because it is hard for a vet to open up when they really don't know anybody. So that's the biggest thing, that to know somebody to be able to talk to, even though there are veterans out here on the net, and all ham radio is one big brotherhood. It's just sometimes hard for people to get in there and do so.
Right, it's hard to, go get your license and then, make that first step to just push the button. But, just know that this is not anything like a military net. It's not anything like it. They don't even deal with situations that you're used to hearing on the net. It's a place for people to connect. It's a place for people to learn. It's a place for people to talk. And it is a place for people to serve and continue to serve. And, we've been talking for a couple weeks now and trying to, get you to log in on the net and just learn to use the radio and just learn to talk. And just understand that nobody on this frequency is going to say anything that's going to embarrass you or hurt your feelings or cause you not to be able to communicate with people. Or I have not experienced that. And you know me, as long as we've served together, I would tell you if it was that way. And it's just not that way. So just get comfortable and just relax and just start, trying to make connections, because there are people here that are very helpful, and I haven't met not one person that was any other but professional and polite, and that's the truth. So again, just want to say, I realize, and I don't think there is an operator out there tonight that checked in that doesn't understand initially how hard it is to push that button. I get it. But you did it. And you got over your first learning lesson tonight. So you think your learning started when you took the exam? Oh, no, buddy. Your learning has just started, and there's a lot of helpful people who here are going to step right along with you and help you right along to get where you need to be. Just don't forget, it's okay to return the favor. So KO4NUE and KO4PXB. Go ahead and take it, Lloyd.
You might not have met anybody that's been mean, but you sure did meet somebody that's uglier than you are, KI4DOS.
Hang on, Lloyd. Let me see if I can get this right, because I get it messed up every time. I'm not the ugliest man in the world, but you... No, I am the ugliest man. No, I'm not the ugliest man in the world, but you're going to have a problem, Gary, when I die.
That's close, but not quite. I'm the ugliest man in the world. And when I die, you will be. It's like saying, I'm not the ugliest man in the world as long as you're alive. So you can say that to me. Over.
It's slow. It's taken me a couple of times, but it's just, you get me every time, and I get so confused on who's the ugliest. I don't know who's the ugliest, you or me. And who's going to die? When somebody dies, somebody's just going to be ugly. So why don't we just end all of this and just say, we both are just bad ugly. Can we just do that?
From being confused, we can do that. And hey, Lloyd, I didn't mean to jump in and interrupt your conversation, but you're doing good there, young man. If there's anything I can do to help, you just holler at me and let me know. KO4PXB and KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
4PXB. I have a strange thing that I'm, if y'all can explain, being a radio guy, that more like is using the body's antenna. When I'm in my truck, I will actually get a better reception when I set the radio on my knees, holding in one position than anywhere else in the truck. And I can hear better, and the sound, the transmissions are actually and receiving a lot better than anywhere else.
You tell you, Lloyd?
Any tone, handheld radio.
Teddy talkie. We abbreviate that as HT. That's probably the best signal reception, like you said. It gets the antenna up at window level and it's not too close to the roof and all of that. So that will help it. I don't know what kind of HT you have, your handy talk you got, but they make adapters and outside antennas. You can actually run a magnetic mount antenna if you don't want to drill a hole in your car or something like that, and just stick that magnet up on the top and then run your little piece of coax through the door or through the window, and they make an adapter that will attach it to your HT, and you'll get a whole lot better reception out of it with that.
For the PXB, yeah, that's my plan. It's kind of strange. I'll be sitting and start for driving the truck, and I'll have the radio on my knees, just behind the back. It's a lot better reception by transmitting in, or actually just making the decision. I don't talk too much when I'm actually driving.
So, KO4NUE. KO4PXB, KI4DOS, and anybody else want to jump in and kind of give this young man some helpful information about a handy talkie, that would be greatly appreciated. So the other thing, Lloyd, is you're with a handy talkie or a HT, like Gary says. Typically, they run about 5 watts. So with the 5 watts and the being inside of the vehicle the way you are, you're always going to have a little bit of trouble or a little bit of noise on your signal, or then that's been my experience, depending on how close you are to the repeater. But just understand that, you know, the handies, they all are just kind of that way, I guess. But if you have a SMA, if you unscrew the antenna and identify what kind of end you have, should be an SMA connector, as in Sierra Mike Alpha. Get a SMA to convert to a SO239. And Amazon sells a cheap little mag mount that goes on the vehicle. Don't have to drill any holes in the vehicle. Just run it through the door jamb. And that will improve things a lot. And one other thing I want to add before somebody else comments, and I would like for KK4JBQ Larry to comment, because... Well,
let me just say there's a lot of people this experienced. Is when you get out of that 5-watt range with a handy, your experience with being a ham radio guy is going to be a little bit better and more enjoyable because you're not struggling to listen and you're not struggling to communicate. So I understand that, you know, with these radios, money is a driver. I get it. But what I'm saying you from, you know, point blank, one military guy to another, is that set yourself up for success and try to move out of that 5-watt range and try to move into something with a little bit better reception. And you're going to have a totally different experience, totally different. And you won't, you won't get so frustrated so quickly. You're still going to get frustrated, but just not so quick. So if anybody else would like to comment, please pick it up, and let's try to encourage this guy to, you know, check in and sharpen his skills a little bit. KO4NUE to the next person.
Comment?
KI4LCI, when you're using just a H10 and rubber duck, you need to be sure your topography is the ground level goes is as straight to the repeater as possible. You do. You need to know your topography wherever you are and where that repeater is real well if you're going to be using nothing but a H10 and a rubber duck. The one that come in there before me, I think that was that? The other one that come in from before me, go ahead, I believe that was Duncan. KI4LZI.
KI4LZI, KO4NUE. Andy, tell him what a rubber ducky is.
Ducky antenna is what usually always comes with an HT when you get it new. I know I heard him say he had I think he said it was an Anytone HT. Rubber ducky antennas are more or less nothing but what you would call, and Gary, I'm sure, would agree with me. Well, I can think of the name of it. Right now my head's going blank, but a dummy load. That's really all a rubber ducky antenna is, just a dummy load that you're radiating a signal out of. There's no efficiency to a rubber duck antenna at all. So when you're using nothing but that, you better know where your repeater is and where you are in relation to the repeater when you're using nothing but just that, because you don't have a lot of efficiency. KI4LZI.
Yes, KO4JKV. Lloyd, if you're new and using HTs, you're in good company, because that's all I have. I use two HTs, and they're a little better than 5 watts. There's about 7 and 8 watts each, but I find for my mobile, I have a Nagoya UT72. They're about $35 on Amazon, and I have it. It's a mag mount, simple. You put it on the top of your car. I put it through my door and shut it. It crimps it a little bit. I just tell my wife not to open that side of the door. It works great. And then right now, I'm talking on an antenna. It's a Slim Jim roll-up dipole, and it's from a company. I guess his call sign is N9TAX. And that gets me to the repeater, and I'm 50 miles from the repeater right now. So yeah, there's ways you can really get your signal out on a HT for very low money, under $50.
For CXP, I'm using an Anytone Delta 878 Uniform Victor Plus. So here's the question where it says RF power, 7 watts with a D in parentheses, and then it also has a comma, 6 watts
for you.